Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track of daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, October 18th. By the way, we will be out for the rest of the week. This episode of Quick Charge is sponsored by Holley Performance. More information during the break. Tesla has added back solar panel installation to its referral program with a new $300 award for both the referrers and the new buyers. On the solar side, Tesla has been ramping up its business over the last few years, and they're now providing their full Tesla Energy ecosystem of solar and energy projects to third-party installers in order to accelerate development. And now, with the new program changes for the referrals, they're ramping up even more. The changes have resulted in an upward trend for Tesla's solar deployment, which added up to 85 megawatts last year, up 215% from the previous year. The company also tried things that didn't pan out, such as a solar subscription service that they ended up discontinuing last month. The new referral program could be one more step in Tesla becoming an energy company, which at one point Elon Musk said the energy side could outpace the vehicle side. Tesla has updated the solar roof webpage and dropped the claim that their tiles are 3 times stronger than standard tiles. Tesla made this claim by showing a short video of various tiles, including their own, being hit by a hammer. However, at some point during the last week of September, Tesla changed their main product image to remove the 3 times stronger claim. Tesla still has the same video on their website, but now it comes with a different note on durability. In the real world, we previously reported on how Tesla's solar roof fared against hailstorms with baseball-size hail, and the results were quite impressive. Perhaps the 3 times stronger claim was difficult to substantiate with hard numbers, and they backed off. Or perhaps Tesla didn't want to sully their reputation of having really strong glass, such as on the Cybertruck reveal. Tesla has been spotted testing a new Model S Plaid prototype with a new deployable aero brake spoiler. At the Nürburgring racetrack, Tesla was seen testing 2 vehicles. One of them appeared to be the same or similar to the one that achieved a record time back in September. And the other one, in blue, had several new features, including new wheels, tires, a new lip in the front, and an active spoiler. Tesla has been seen testing several different spoilers on the Model S Plaid prototypes over the years, and some of them have been static, some deploy, and even this one seems to be the most advanced. The spoiler points downwards, increasing the surface area and adding drag to brake the car. This device is also the best integrated that we have seen in previous versions, so maybe we're seeing an early version of the Plaid S with the upcoming track package. This week's sponsor is Holley Performance. Holley is the host of the upcoming Holley High Voltage Experience, an all-EV event taking place at Sonoma Raceway this November 13th and 14th. Holley High Voltage Experience is all about the community and performance potential of electric vehicles. Anyone who owns or loves fully electric vehicles is invited to this inaugural 2-day event to be held at the beautiful Sonoma Raceway in California. The event welcomes anyone with an EV to participate in the multitude of events, including autocross, drag racing, road course, show and shine, and even a wine country cruise plus. There will be a vendor, midway, exhibitions, entertainment, and much more. You can find all of the event information and participating details at holleyhighvoltage.com. That's H-O-L-L-E-Y, highvoltage.com. This last Saturday was the first day of deliveries for the refreshed Model X. Tesla spent almost an entire year without delivering at least one of the 4 vehicles in their lineup. They experienced delays in bringing the refreshed Model X and X to production. With the new X, Tesla now expects that someone placing a new order for the Model X long range in the U.S. will have to wait until September to take delivery. That's almost a full year wait for what used to be the most expensive Tesla. The Model S Plaid is still $10,000 more expensive than the Model X Plaid. Traditionally, it's been the other way around. A Phoenix-based repair shop called Gruber Motors that focuses on services to Tesla vehicles caught on fire again. This is the second time since 2017. Back then, a fire in the shop destroyed at least 5 Tesla Roadsters, and the world lost an AC propulsion T0. No one was hurt in the fire back then, and thankfully, no one was hurt in the recent fire as well. However, as many as 30 Tesla Roadsters could have been lost. The extent of the damage is yet to be determined. This raises a serious concern over electric vehicle batteries and repair. Tesla is in the crosshairs of a right-to-repair movement after the automaker has made it difficult for third-party repair shops to service their vehicles. Tesla cites safety concerns, and cases like this fire support their argument. Stellantis and South Korean battery manufacturer LG Energy Solutions today announced that they will form a joint venture to produce battery cells and modules for North America. Stellantis, which was created out of the merger between Fiat Chrysler and the PSA Group, is the sixth largest automaker worldwide. LG Energy Solutions exclusively deals in batteries and sprang out of LG. The batteries produced at the new facility will be supplied to Stellantis assembly plants throughout U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Stellantis is aiming for its U.S. sales to consist of more than 40% electric vehicles by the year 2030, and they plan to invest in electrification to the tune of $34.5 billion in the next 4 years. Chinese EV automaker NIO has just announced its annual NIO Day in 2021. The event will be held at the Olympic Sports Center in Suzhou, China, on December 18th. In the previous NIO Day, they released the ET7. The company could have at least two more models to unveil this December, based on previous statements. In a call with investors following their second quarter report, CEO William Li announced the company's plan for a new brand for the mass EV market, and the preparations have already been accelerated. Li compared the relationship between NIO and the new brand to the likes of Lexus and Toyota and Audi and Volkswagen. It seems a new sub-brand for the Chinese automaker is coming soon. The cheapest EV in the world is now being imported into the USA. The Chinese-made Changli vehicles are reaching our shores thanks to electric import motors. These small cars are akin to a golf cart for the propulsion system, but have all the amenities of a really cheap car: windows, seatbelts, heater, air conditioner, and thin plastic interior. For $6,500, one of these micro cars could get you about 25 miles on a charge and recharges with a simple regular home outlet. You can find out more information in the article, which includes a video interview with the founder of the import business. Thanks to Holley Performance for sponsoring Electrek's Quick Charge podcast. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.